I was just wondering if you were going to call or not.
You were wondering correctly.
Okay, good.
Hang on. I can't hear me now.
Oh, well, that's probably a good thing.
The heck is going on? Can you hear? Wait. All right. Now I can hear me. I'll tell you, cheap headphones. All right.
Nothing like it.
There is nothing like it. So, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
Should we talk yet, or should we just do
no,
the
we
show?
No, we should talk. The show should be the talk.
The show should be the talk? All right.
Yeah, I think that was missing last time. We got to remember to try to act like we're just talking on the phone, not so much as doing
which
a show.
Which we are doing.
Those are always the best.
Except
ones.
I have headphones on, and yeah. I'm talking into a microphone instead of a phone.
Oh, yeah, so it's hard for you to do that.
It's hard for me to pretend.
All right, no wonder why the show sucked last
That's it. All right. I'm keeping all this, by the way.
Oh, you better.
We're going to run all this.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
Because I'm not swearing.
Because we're already halfway done with the show if I keep what we've recorded. So, you have an intro that you've written for me.
Yeah, the Equator Thinner thing is going to be pre the intro music.
Right. Actually, I need to, because we don't have an Equator Thinner episode, right, other than the thing you wrote, right?
Exactly.
Okay, well, I want to play the Equator song.
Okay,
because we don't
remember
to do
what
that
it is.
Very okay. often, so.
All right.
Well, stay tuned. Here it comes, man. All right, ready? All right, here we go. This is going to be a great intro.
Is that a piano?
I hope so.
That's Schroeder?
It's Lucy, I think. She was actually a much better musician than Schroeder. She never got her due. She's like Mickey Dolenz or something. Maybe. Oh, here we are. Oh, hi, folks. This is the Equator.
Yay.
A placebo superhero who used to frequent the Chico Walker show back in the 80s. Back then, I had bigger hair and a longer cape, and
I'm thinner. Sidecar of the Equator. I take up less space, and he weighs more than me. You almost sound like the narrator,
the
Equator.
I do sound like the narrator. That's kind of amazing. The word is sidekick, thinner, not sidecar, and please pass me the shake cheese.
Shake cheese? Is that a palindrome, or are you just glad to see me?
Oh, silly yet... Went through puberty there for a second. Oh, silly yet pointless, foolhardy thinner. Sidecar is not a palindrome. Race car is a palindrome.
Oh, I get it. A palindrome is a word, phrase, or passage that reads the same backward and forward, such as mom, Bob, or do geese see God?
A fool's art, Aniston saw, was not Sinatra's loofah.
A nut for a jar of tuna.
Did you come up with that one by yourself? That was
yes
pretty good.
Yes and no.
Okay. Never mind.
A nut for a jar of tuna.
Behave yourself, thinner. Our listeners in Oklahoma do not appreciate your salacious prurience.
My what? What?
Never mind, thinner. You cannot lick the beaters until the cream is whipped. That's what my bumper sticker says. But now we must scatter like poisoned pigeons in the park, because the narrator, who sounds a lot like me, just waltzed in.
Do-do-do-do.
They're very professional. That was a tango, not a waltz. Sorry about that intruding prelude, folks. It's time for the Chico Walker Show. Starring Pete Bob as the man with the commanding presence, especially at Christmas, and as the man who never lets Den Bob finish a sentence. And then there's Den Bob, as the man who came in from the cold just to spread a bit of warmth whenever he can get a word in edgewise.
But.
Today's broadcast was pre-recorded at Mallard Pie Studio in Mount Pilot, set aside to cool and brought out just moments ago before it spoils. See, I told you I could finish this intro before the music ended. How about that, huh? Wow. That
was almost professional.
That was totally professional.
I'm very impressed
with myself. I will exit now and turn the show over to Pete Bob.
Thank you very much, narrator. Why, are you looking in the mirror with Speedos on? Why are you impressed with yourself? Again?
They were my mom's Speedos, so you know, it's the only way I can feel impressed with myself.
Did you ever go to a Mexican beach?
I beg your pardon?
I'm not talking about Aurora. I mean, so, in like, say, Cancun.
The
Yucatan or something.
No.
And you see, you can always tell the European men, because they're, I mean, I'm talking about the 65 to 75-year-old men that are still wearing marble bags for bathing suits and have no care in the world that they're wearing marble bags.
Now, I've noticed that you bring this. This is a topic you brought up before, so I don't want to go into a psychological evaluation of
marble bag
why you're obsessed
marble
with other men's marble bags, but... Hey, well, I'm not one to judge.
It.
I'm not here to judge, and, you know, that's not why we're here today. So,
all right.
I'm still trying to figure out why we're here today, other than the fact that apparently our last show sucked.
Yes.
So we're trying to make up for it by doing another sucky show 2 weeks later.
I think this one could even be worse if we try hard enough.
I don't think we're going to need to try that hard at all, actually.
All right.
Hang on. I got to make a move in Words with Friends. Hang on.
All right.
Entertain the people.
When people are hearing this, it's going to be Thursday, I understand. And now it is not Thursday.
That is the traditional Chico Walker Show day of uploading.
The reason why I say that is because being this Tuesday, tonight I hear Ted Nugent is going to be at the State of the Union address.
I am so glad you brought that up. That was the one thing I had to talk about. So great.
Well,
now we'll get it over with. We'll be done. We'll be out of here in about 8 minutes.
Right. Barring any crazy things,
maybe
Thursday won't even happen. You never know what that means. What if he has a nuclear-tipped arrow or something?
Really intriguing to me what's going to happen at the State of the Union. I don't know if I even really want to watch the State of the Union because I don't, you know. I mean, it's just.
I know what you mean. I'll hear about it.
Who cares? But I certainly want to TiVo it, just in case, so I can, you know, if the Twitterverse lights up, because Ted Nugent has done something crazy,
right?
And you know. Who could have expected that? I'm intrigued to see it,
right,
and hear about it.
He's very coherent and sober, but he's still a bit of a whack job in his own way, as you know.
Of a whack job. He's a complete whack job.
No, come on.
Look, I don't care what your politics are. There is no way that you can look at that guy and go, yeah, he's not a whack job. He is a whack job. In fact, I was thinking about this today because, seriously, what has he done? In the last 30 years.
He had Doggy Dog and Cat Eat Squirrel, whatever that song was called.
I mean, as far as I can tell, I think, and I'm sad to say I remember this.
Does he still make
records? I
think
his last hit was in 1980. I want to say it was Wango Tango or whatever.
Yeah, that Double Live Gonzo was a big. That was the Frampton Comes Alive of 1980.
Of the psychotic gun-toting set. But here's the thing. I mean, so what is he known for? What is Ted Nugent, in all honesty, what's he known for in the last 30 years? Nothing except shooting off his mouth.
Right, but
he's a Kardashian. He's gun-toting. He's famous for being famous.
Well, no,
he's a gun Kardashian.
He still plays his music, though.
Well,
and
to who? His mom's dead? Who listens to his albums? I know he's put out a couple, years.
No, but when he does concerts,
he does concerts?
Yeah, he does concerts still and still draws well, just like...
Really?
Just like Styx and Journey and a lot of the bands from that era.
Oh,
still
boy, that's a good living. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I want to move on because I want to go.
I don't want to move on. I want to watch. I want to, you know, I think we should just sit here and do the show through the State of the Union address.
I just hope he shows up.
And watch what happens.
I just hope he shows up in a loincloth and a bow and arrows set type thing. That's what I'm
hoping. You know he's going to have the loincloth on underneath whatever he's wearing.
The bow and arrow?
He said. I don't think they're going to let him into Congress armed.
with a bow and arrow?
I'm predicting, you know, they let him in, but he's getting the full cavity treatment. There is no way. He might bring a tube of Crest with him because...
All right. Well, he might have one of those lion head things that you wear, you know, like a big lion head or something.
Well, he's already got kind of a lion head, doesn't he? I mean, that's
jealous of that. Yeah. We all, because he still has... He still has a full mane, I think. So
he's either got hair or he's been set up with Shatner's guy.
Well, you know, since we're on the music thing.
Allegedly. I'm still not counting Ted Nugent as a musical interlude.
I know,
sure.
But
Let's talk. Cat Scratch Fever fine in 1974.
Well, I love Journey to the Center of the Mind by the Amboy Dukes that he did in 1968. That was the first top 40 hit he was ever involved with.
Yeah. He had a nice run there for about 6 or 7 years, and since then he's just done nothing but hunt and be on TV for being outrageous.
Well, I finally think I found something that could be a worse duet than Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan when they duetted on the Nashville Skyline album. Bob Dylan, they sang together as a duet on a song called Girl from the North Country. And, you know, Cash and Dylan as a duet doesn't
Well, they
really,
were kind of friends.
I know, but doesn't...
In a weird way.
Doesn't really sound appealing, though, does it, to their voices together? But anyway, this one is...
Well, depends on what you're into.
This one's a little even rougher, I think. I just read that Tom Waits and Keith Richards just recorded a song together as a duet.
You know, I actually heard about that, and I don't remember what the... Is it for a compilation album or something?
Yeah.
They didn't do a whole album together.
No, it's a Johnny Depp thing where it's he gets all his crazy friends to sing his songs or something. I think it's
Well, that's cool.
The song is called Shenandoah. I don't know if it's a traditional song or whatever. But Keith Richards and Tom Waits together. Oh, my God. That would be soothing.
I'm in the minority here because I actually kind of like Keith Richards' voice.
Well, I do, too. But
I like the songs he sings.
It's the graveliest thing ever.
Tom Waits is the graveliest thing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Those two together.
When I see you tonight.
It's going to sound like asphalt being paved.
On a downtown train.
And that's his pretty song.
Right, that's his ballad.
Right. Yeah. I love Tom Waits. I have a half dozen Tom Waits albums.
Well, he's a good songwriter.
He's awesome.
That song called Rosie is a great song. Downbound Train's a good song. He's written a lot of really cool stuff,
and he's crazy, and I respect that. But he's not Ted Nugent crazy. He's just like creative guy crazy, which is kind of awesome.
He's a whack job in his own way.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln is 224 years old today.
Today is Lincoln's birthday?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
All right. Is that for the Thursday release, or as we're recording it, it's actually Lincoln's birthday.
Yeah,
I don't really know anymore because of that whole Monday President's Day thing.
I know.
I never know when anybody's birthday is.
When I went to the Catholic grade school, we used to get George Washington's birthday off and Abe Lincoln's birthday off.
It was awesome. It was a twofer.
Yeah, one was February 12th and one was February 22nd or something like that.
Yeah, and then they had to change it, and then nobody takes President's Day seriously,
yeah,
so you don't
President's
get anything
Day,
off.
But no one knows what that means because they don't remember about Lincoln or Washington now because it's just called President's Day.
It's the day we remember that we have a president.
Yeah, oh, Rutherford B. Hayes Day, awesome. Benjamin Harrison, yes.
Good old Millard Fillmore. Let's talk about him for a while.
And I like Millard Fillmore West, his son, you know.
Yeah. He was a great concert venue and promoter.
Yes, he was. So today I'm in Vertigas, in case you're wondering.
Vertigas?
Vertigas, Oklahoma.
I thought that was a constellation of Vertigas.
Yeah, you thought that was the band I was in.
I think that's September 21st through October 21st, right? Vertigas?
Is Vertigas?
Yeah.
No, you're thinking of Ambergris. Ambergris!
I don't know. I'm thinking of the equator, who did not get an echo today, I don't believe. So.
The Equator!
Thank you. All right.
Oh, that's right. You said his name.
I know!
And then Thinner said, and I'm Thinner, sidecar of the Equator.
And you didn't say the Equator.
Well, you're supposed to say when I go, and I'm Thinner, sidecar of the Equator.
And then I'm supposed to say the Equator?
Yeah, because I can't do both. And I'm Thinner, sidecar of the Equator.
Well, now we need to go back and do the whole intro.
No, we're not. No.
Crying out loud.
No, the three people, even Wendy would turn off by then.
Yeah.
Well, no.
If she's not turned off by you, she's not turned off by the show, big guy.
You go. Maybe there is a Kardashian show I can watch. Yeah, you're really hot today.
I'm hot today. Yeah, you know, I've got one of those. It's like a dice shaped squeeze tension release thing for my hand. So I'm working that like a mofo, and I am having fun, and it's just got me amped up.
Yes.
Plus, I'm high on Doritos.
Love when you're amped up.
I had about 50 Doritos right before the show started.
No, I
needed my daily allowance of bat guano.
I have to ask you a question now. Is there any way you were at the Aragon on February 8th, 1959?
On about a half dozen different levels, that answer is no.
All right. Because
Number one, I've never been to the Aragon. I've never been.
Oh my God, you're kidding me! The Aragon Brawl Room.
I've never been in the Aragon. God. I have been in the Riv, and I've wanted to be in the Uptown. I've never been in the Aragon.
The Brawl Room.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's just never worked out. I've just never been there, and I was not alive in 1959, right. As all decent folk were not.
Oh, okay. There's these gentlemen that are doing a Buddy Holly winter dance party thing. You know, the crash was on February 3rd, but that winter party kept going on afterwards, and they actually played the Aragon.
After the crash?
Yes. The very next day, they even played in Minnesota. Bobby V took Buddy Holly's place, and
you know, I saw Bobby V once. I'm not kidding. I actually saw
Bobby
V. No, he was performing. This is weird. He was performing at the local high school. Richards High School, before the fireworks display, 1/4 of July.
Bobby V?
Bobby V, yes.
Did he go, rubber ball, I'm bouncing
yes,
back
did.
To you, rubber
he
ball.
Did.
He's a very Buddy Holly influence. He even goes,
you're going to get this reference, nobody else will, but
that's
it was
right.
Bobby V and Rick Saucedo. Now, Rick Saucedo is the local famous Elvis impersonator.
Right.
He's like 180 now, but he's
still
doing it.
Yeah, one of my idols, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
And,
no doubt.
And then Bobby V was there doing all the greatest hits of the 50s. So, you know, our question was, what's worse? You know, one guy living in his own past or another guy living in somebody else's? I don't really know.
I would go with Bobby V because he has actual history and former top 10 hits.
That's worse? No, that's better. He's better, right?
Yes, that's what did
yeah.
I say? Play
well, I said what's
tape.
Worse.
Oh, you said what's worse?
According to the court stenographer, yeah.
Oh, you were asking what is worse.
I was asking what is worse, and then you said Bobby V, but
Bobby
I think
V's
you meant
better.
It the other way around, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby V's better. It's always a legit rocker, even if it's the past, is always better than somebody that's just the imitator of a rocker.
Well, as I've said before, you know, I used to make fun of one-hit wonders until I realized that they had one more hit than I did, so...
Exactly. Probably two more than you.
I have a negative one coming up. Someday I'm going to do a record and it will anti-sell.
Yes. All right, so you weren't at the Aragon on February 8th, 1959.
I was not. I was not even conceived there, I can guarantee that. Unless,
I was at
unless
the Aragon.
Unless my biological mother had the longest gestation in human history.
I was at the Aragon in 1970. My brother Mick took me to the Aragon. It was my third concert of my life. I was a freshman in high school. And it was Sha Na Na and Jethro Tull.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Yeah, that's the kind
that's
of combination.
That's weirder than Keith Richards and Tom Waits.
Yeah, Sha Na Na was the...
For people who don't remember who Sha Na Na was...
They were the first oldies act ever.
You've got to go back to the 50s and go, okay, imagine what a 50s tribute band would be like in the 70s.
Right. Actually, they started in the 1690s.
Sha Na Na, yeah.
Yeah, they were the very first. And they were quite entertaining, though, I must say. But they weren't the
Didn't
headliners.
Didn't they have their own TV show for a while?
Yeah, later on.
Am I vaguely remembering that? Like
later
in the
on
era
in the, yeah.
when Donnie and Marie and
in the variety show era.
Everybody had a TV show.
Yeah, here's a couple of people that had TV shows.
Hang on, I got to work my my tension squeezer.
Your Beatles?
Hang on. Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Oh, yeah. All right, good.
What are you doing? I was on a roll. And
I was working
you're...
my tension thing, tension sphere. Or actually, it's a cube, but anyway.
Yeah, the variety show was a big deal in the 70s, and especially the late 70s, because Sonny and Cher had a very big hit show at the time. Glenn Campbell had one once in the early 70s.
I kind of vaguely remember that, I think.
You know who else had a show? Let's talk variety shows. Jim Stafford had one.
Jim Stafford? I don't know who that is. So
I don't like spiders and snakes, and that ain't what
really?
It takes to love me. Yeah,
guy had a variety show?
He had a variety show. The Jim Stafford show.
Next thing you know, you're going to tell me the Muppets had a variety show.
No, Helen Reddy had one. Who else? There's so many people that had variety shows.
You know, this is going to make me seem like more of a geek than everybody already
I doubt
knows
that.
Me to be. But I kind of miss the variety show.
Well,
I mean, there was something kind of cool about, you know, you get like a musician and then they'd have to do sketch comedy. And then they'd do a song.
Yeah.
And then there'd be some dude on that you never heard of or whatever doing another song. And then there'd be another sketch. And I don't know. It was hokey and kind of stupid, but at the same time, there was something, I don't know, intriguing about the variety show. Because I do kind of remember those from when I was, maybe it's because I was like six.
Well,
you know, maybe that was the mentality level, and I was perfect for that. And maybe if I went back and watched them now, I would think it was crazy. But, you know, the Carol Burnett Show and all that stuff.
Well, the Carol Burnett Show, that's what I
was
saying.
That was actually a real show.
The Carol Burnett Show is the epitome of a variety show, because that's exactly what she wanted it to be. It was an old-fashioned variety show, but that turned out to be probably the best one there ever was. Because of the,
well, that or Saturday Night Live back in the 70s, I guess. The
they don't consider it a variety show. Variety show is when you have a song and dance numbers, and you have
Do that.
But it's not considered a variety show, though.
Okay.
Saturday Night Live has
never
been considered that.
What do you consider it? What would you classify it as?
Just a
reality?
Comedy show. Just a comedy show. That's
just
all.
A comedy show.
That's
no,
all.
No, no, no.
But the Smothers Brothers.
You need to define it more than that.
The Smothers Brothers Hour was a variety show, and that was one of the best ones ever. That was the Jackie Gleason
That's
show
before my time. Well, not well. I mean, I might have been alive, but I wasn't really paying attention to.
Yeah. Did you ever see any Smothers Brothers shows on
DVD? I don't
think
so.
That was a very.
Ladies funny and
show.
Gentlemen, welcome to Vintage TV Talk.
It was well. You know who one of the writers on the Smothers Brothers show was, don't you?
All right. We need a theme, so now we had one. All right.
Steve Martin was one of the head writers of the Smothers Brothers show.
You know, now since we're going to talk about variety shows and comedy and
not much
like
longer,
that,
so hurry up.
All right. Well, I have to plug another podcast because this. You know, I've been
Steve
listening
Martin?
To this. No, I does he do a podcast?
No, I don't.
No, the WTF podcast, which is kind of like one of the most successful podcasts in the world. But this guy, Mark Maron, is the host, and last week he interviewed. Who did he interview? He interviewed Mel Brooks. For two hours, he had Mel Brooks, and then he had an hour interview with Carl Reiner.
Yeah.
And that was unbelievable. These guys, I mean, seriously, if anybody listens to this,
they're very
nobody
old,
does, but if you do, but they're still so on top of things.
Right, they're
totally
in their 80s
together.
Now.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, I want to be like that someday.
Right,
and Mel Brooks is just, I mean, you could tell he was having the time of his life, and it's just, it's so awesome because both those guys worked on Your Show of Shows, which is like one of those things from the early 50s that's almost like the Holy Grail. It's like a legend because I think they just threw away most of the episodes after they recorded them. They just threw them in the trash. So it's like this thing where, you know, nobody's actually ever seen it, but it had all these famous people working on it, and it's just, it's great that they, you know, to hear them tell stories about the old days and stuff was awesome.
Yeah, that sounds pretty neat. I might have to look. I saw that on your Facebook. So I
totally worth the three-hour investment in time. I know it's hard to find time to do that, but I just throw them on the iPad and listen when I'm at work. You know, not at work. Sorry, boss. No, not when I'm at work. When I'm on my way to work.
Yeah, when you're at
I would never ever do anything that's not work related at work. Believe me, never.
All right. I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a Chick-fil-A in my town now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I think I've eaten a Chick-fil-A twice, and that was before they had their whole weird gay thing. I mean, maybe they've always had that, but I don't know. It got weird when like everybody went there to eat. That
yeah,
was
did you
strange.
Like it?
No, you know what? I went there a couple times, and I was like, I don't really see what the big deal is. Maybe I ordered the wrong thing, but I just – it was like – kind of a dried piece of it, kind of a dried chicken version of a Filet-O-Fish sandwich with a pickle on it.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I it's edible, but I didn't really see what the big deal was. So
I think you should go next time when you go through the drive-up window, after you say your order, just go, this is to go.
Oh, I do that anyway.
At the drive-up window you do that.
Yeah.
And you keep saying this to go.
Well, I don't
yes,
say
sir.
It every time, but I have made that joke before. I'd like that to go.
I know.
Or
I know.
Non-smoking. I'd like the non-smoking section. But that doesn't
it
work
funny.
As well because you can't
but
smoke
I bet,
in
I bet the I bet the silence was deafening after that. That's what's funny.
No, actually, it usually gets a laugh, and then they spit in your food.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. They laugh, and then they go, well, this guy's a clown. I'm just going to hock a loogie into his McCheese.
Going back to Buddy Holly again for a second. yeah. and the winter dance party. They at the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa, they still have a winter dance party every year in commemoration of the event
of the death of yeah. three famous people.
Yes,
famous people.
You remember Mary
one,
and Kelby?
One famous person, then two half famous people.
Remember Mary and Kelby? They go to it all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah,
I remember them. They used to come see our band back when we had a band.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they
probably go see your band now.
Well, when I had one, yes. I don't really play much anymore.
Yeah, well, that's sad. I find that sad.
But they always have a person. They have like a Bobby V type person. It's usually the headliner every year. You know, anybody that's still alive that's rock and roll from that era.
Right.
They'll be the headliner usually every year. So
right, Bill Haley's bass player or something.
No, I mean it'll be somebody legitimate. You know, somebody that's
well, he's
good.
Legit.
Somebody that's good. Somebody you heard of. And
I've heard of Bill Haley.
You know, and so this year, though, but guess who the big star was this year?
Vic Damone.
Gary Busey. Give me a second. Yeah, but he portrayed Buddy Holly in 1978, and he actually was nominated for Academy Award for Best Actor. He did a good job. It's still a good movie, but...
Never saw it.
And you call yourself a musician.
You know, when I filled out the paperwork to become a musician, somehow I was able to leave that section of the form blank.
How can you have not seen it?
I never followed up on it.
How can you have not seen it? That's like saying you haven't seen the song.
I don't know. It came out when it was probably rated PG or something, and I wasn't allowed to see those in 1975.
Anyway, he did a good job. Because
I was still working
my
way through, you know, movies with
Puberty,
Kim Richards in them.
You're still doing that.
Disney, I am. Yeah, that's true.
But he did his own singing and playing and whatnot in 78. So it was fine, but you know, this would be today's Helmut Law suck Gary Busey, not the 1978 Academy Award nominee Gary Busey.
Right, this is the crazy Gary Busey.
Yeah, this is today's Gary Busey.
The Hollywood Ted Nugent Gary Busey.
Yeah, Helmut Law suck Gary Busey. You know,
The funniest motorcycle accident in history.
Yes.
Not that it's ever funny to see somebody get hurt, but being such a vocal opponent of Helmut Laws, and then he buys a motorcycle, rides it out of the parking lot of the store, and he hits a curb and like flips off the thing and bashes
with his head.
Yeah. Like, dude, come on. At least get like 500 yards away.
And he's been Gary Busey ever since.
Yeah.
The one we all know. The one that gets fired from Donald Trump's Celebrity Apprentice, Gary Busey.
I've never watched that either.
Yeah,
I only have a vague notion of who Donald Trump is.
I didn't ask you if that wasn't important whether you did. Sometimes you don't always have to tell me whether you've seen it or not. It's really not.
Well, just assume that I haven't.
So anyway.
I did actually see a good movie last night. I want to plug it.
Yeah, I know. You and your Warm Bodies movie.
Oh, stop looking at my Facebook page.
No, I was just guessing, because you only see children's movies. You never see
It's not a children's movies. It's a zombie rom-com.
Hilarious.
It was hilarious.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. It actually was. I found it very funny.
All right.
I mean, genuinely smart and funny and not what you'd expect. I thought it was good. And I also, over the weekend, saw Zero Dark Thirty, which I'm going to say is an important movie to see, and nobody in history is ever going to want to see it twice, because...
Right.
Wow, it's just heavy, and
yeah.
For me, it was kind of hard to watch. I didn't walk out of there, even though they kill Osama bin Laden, the most evil man of the late 20th
century.
Right,
and you know that. Right.
I didn't walk out of there like high fiving myself. It was like,
right.
Well, this was kind of dirty and horrible and crappy and
right.
What a horrible time in history.
Very good movie. It's just like Schindler's List. It's a great movie, but you don't have like, you know, Saturday night parties and everybody comes over and you watch Schindler's List together and have a blast.
Well, that's true, but I have watched Schindler's List like 3 or 4 times.
Okay. Well, that's because you always forget the ending.
Yeah. No, I find it. I find the fact that the fact that there were good people in the midst of this horrible circumstance to be uplifting.
Yeah.
Even though the circumstance is certainly horrendous. You know, the fact that anybody can do anything decent in that environment, I think, is kind of awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So
somebody got mad at me once because I told them the ending of Apollo 13 before they saw the movie. So.
Yeah, they live. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Oh.
Dag nabbit.
Spoiler alert.
Rewind. Oh, wait. I mean, they might live. They might die.
Go back 10 yards.
I love Apollo 13. I've seen that probably 8 times.
Let me read this. This is the thing about Gary Busey.
Because I just got to say, you know, in Apollo 13, when they're trying to figure out whether they should go around the moon and that's going to take longer, or if they should just turn the ship around and come back, and which one makes more sense, and all these guys in short sleeve white shirts pull out slide rules, I think that is the coolest friggin' thing in the world.
And they actually figured out by that way.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
And most of them are smoking cigarettes. And
we have more computing power in an iPhone now than they had in all of NASA in that era. And what do we do with it? We play Angry Birds.
I know. Well, you might.
Well, I don't. But
no, I just play Pong.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Ooh, I wonder if there is a Pong app for the iPad. Maybe I gotta check that out.
So listen to this paragraph about Gary Busey playing at the surf ballroom in Clear Lake,
Iowa.
You
have a recording?
No, but Busey staggered through Holly hits like Raven and Peggy Sue. He forgot words and played misguided guitar chords. Busey seemed to channel Tom Waits through typically charming words of love. He looked lost, but Busey has never been the same since he suffered major brain damage in a 1988 motorcycle accident. It was Busey's debut performance at the Winter Dance Party, which draws music fans from across the globe.
Debut, that implies he's coming back for more.
And then he says, well, this is his next thing. It's a quote from him after his performance. He goes, I usually don't have anything to do at this time of year, so I'll be back, Busey told the sold-out audience. Then the guy says, not likely. then it says, people walked out.
Poor Gary walked out
in droves during Busey's set. After the show, several fans reported of a backstage altercation that involved Busey and Richie Valens' sisters, Emma Norton and Connie Lamos.
I wonder if they had like a slap fight.
Yeah, so he not only did the worst performance probably ever in history, that he has to get in an altercation with poor Richie Valens' old sisters, because they're probably like 75 now. Oh, God.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they were, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no, I mean, they could have been younger sisters.
Well, yeah, but
if they were born in like 1950, they probably...
Yeah, so they're only 65.
60s,
yeah,
all right.
Mere children.
I guess that's... Still not somebody who should be getting into a fight with Gary Busey.
Gary Busey.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That's funny, though, isn't it?
So is that this year? Was that a review?
That was February 3rd, February last week.
We are living in the cutting edge of Western civilization right now, this era.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Gary Busey playing Buddy Holly in Iowa, and Ted Nugent showing up to the State of the Union address.
Right, and Jesse Jackson Jr.
You can't write this stuff,
going
folks.
To prison.
And Jesse Jackson Jr. going to prison. After winning an election.
Yeah, I know.
After not showing up for like a year.
And his stupid bipolar excuse didn't work at all. He was like, I got to think of something. Help me. Bipolar. Yeah. We'll
bipolar,
that.
That's a good psychosis. Yeah.
Yeah, go with it. Doesn't work for Donald Trump, so...
Is he bipolar?
I don't know. Only when he goes to the South Pole.
I only have the vaguest notion of who Donald Trump is.
Hey, guess what?
I repeat on penalty of perjury.
All right, I'm going to say, on this subject, I'm going to say the answer and you say the question. The answer is Otto, George, and Rod.
Otto, George, and Rod. No, see, I'm supposed to be doing the repeat. Otto, George, and Rod. Oh, I have to come up with a question now?
Yeah, that's the answer.
This is like the worst game of Jeopardy ever.
Otto, George, and Rod.
What are three guys from the Third Reich who invented Mercedes?
Oh, I can't believe you didn't get this. What's? I'll give you a hint. What state do you live in?
Illinois.
That's your hint. Otto, George, and Rod.
That's a great hint. Oh, it's what are Illinois governors who have ended up in prison?
You would think it would be
which is almost exactly the same question as what are Illinois governors?
You would think the question would be name three corrupt turned convict former governors of Illinois, but yeah. actually the question is name Rod Stewart's childhood singing trio.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That was a good hint, that Illinois thing that you threw out.
I knew you'd get it.
Because Rod Stewart grew up in Bridgeview.
Belfast or somewhere.
Bridgeview, Illinois.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, in Owosso, Oklahoma.
You're just making up weird names now.
No, there really is an Owosu.
Really?
Yep.
I'm just amped to find out that there's a Zizix, California. That's my favorite.
And there's a Verticus.
City name.
Verticus!
Ever. Is there really a Verticus?
Yes.
That was a good movie, too.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock? Jimmy Stewart?
Yes. Did you see them? Since you like...
Was that Jimmy Stewart?
Which movie?
In Vertigo?
Yes.
Okay. Because I wasn't born then.
Yeah. Anyway, guess what?
What?
Hendrix.
That's what?
Out.
Hey, Dennis, what you eating under there?
Hendrix has a new album.
Come on, you're supposed to say underwear.
Underwear.
Underwear. Oh, man, I kill me.
Did you know Hendrix has a new album coming out? Again. Another new album.
Is this farts that he recorded when he was, what do they have left?
Exactly. It's called People, Hell, and Angel.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and I am not...
Scraping the bottom? He's been putting out a new album a year since, and he died in 1970. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you
scraping?
Know, well, for a while, they were just repackaging things, but now
no, but they always find unreleased material, always.
Yeah.
This is called People, Hell, and Angels.
I think it's like the, who's the Dianetics guy, L. Ron Hubbard?
He has Dianetics?
He's been dead for like 30 years, but he keeps writing books. I think it's like that. You know, there's some dude with a Hendrix fuzz tone in a bathroom somewhere just laying down some tracks. Hey, look, we found a new Jimi Hendrix album. Huh? Cool.
Yeah, well, he had a new album.
He recorded for like 3 years. His career. 3 years.
He had a new album out in 2010. We were talking about in our show a couple years ago.
Back in 2010.
Yeah, he had it was an album of completely unreleased material, and now there's another one. It's called People, Hell, and Angels. It's a new album of 12 never before released Jimi Hendrix studio recordings.
You notice they don't say songs.
Now listen,
chords played in a row does not make it a song with no lyrics.
This special album showcases the legendary guitarist working outside of the original Jimi Hendrix Experience trio.
Well, yeah, he did that with his second band.
Yeah.
Band of Gypsies.
Right, but this
big
is different.
Friggin' deal.
I think he makes more new albums now than any artist living today.
Well, how many albums did he put out when he was alive? Three?
Yes, it was Are You Experienced, Axis Bold as Love, and Electric Ladyland.
There you go.
And then Band of Gypsies.
And
as
now
well,
he's got like 40 albums out. So.
And Band of Gypsies, but that was a live album.
Right.
But it wasn't an album.
And that's the
stuff.
One that they've never remastered, if I remember right.
I don't know about remastered.
I think that came out on a CD in like 1984, and it's just been CD. That's what you can buy now.
No, there is a two CD version because it was that CD was taken from...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jimi Hendrix Talk.
Will you shut up? I'm trying to talk.
We need a theme.
That's the same theme as the other thing.
I know. Well, I don't have that many themes.
But now I have the complete show.
Yeah, I got another one here. How's that?
Yeah, well, you're not doing a foghead thing tonight.
No, I'm not. I didn't write one. So I don't want to milk that cow too much.
No. Sore udders.
That's right. Which would be a great name for a band. Sore Udders. In fact, I'm writing that down.
Only if you made it one word.
Hang on. Find me a pen.
Oh, we're supposed to do Cubs talk again.
Oh, God. Why?
Cubs talk. Well, I'll put it in one sentence. I think... Now, listen to this.
I think that Alfonso Soriano is still overpaid.
I think they should bring
and
back
was and should never have been signed to an 8-year contract, which I said 7 years ago.
They should bring back Al Fonseca, who I actually thought his first name was Al and his last name was Fonseca when they got him. Who's Al
that
Fonseca?
That would be cool.
Yeah, I know.
That would be awesome.
It's like Luis Al Fonseca or Mercado or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Carlos Al Fonseca or something.
Is it really?
I don't know.
You remember him, though? He was the reliever.
Chico.
Chico Walker.
Chico Alfonseca.
Do your Chico Walker thing. What was he thinking?
What am I? Like some kind of a trained seal?
Yes. Come on, you're Jim Carrey. Come on, do it.
What the hell is Chico Walker thinking of out there? Cracks him up every time, ladies and gentlemen. That's really all that Dennis wants out of me.
Well, anyway, Before we get off the Cubs.
So spring training starts like today, right? Or tomorrow?
Right. Here's my prediction.
We've got a lot to look forward to.
I think they have a chance to be better than last year. That's what I think.
Well, that's good. That means they'll win double digits?
No, they'll win. You only lose 99 games instead of 101. Yeah, but that's what they were. They lost only 101 games last year. So.
Yeah, that's 101 more than I lost.
Yeah, no kidding. They are. I don't know.
You know, I'm
don't
fine.
Don't count them out.
Well, I'm fine with the idea of rebuilding because clearly they've needed to do that for 50 years. But, you know, I'm hoping for a little bit of progress.
Yes.
I wouldn't turn that down. A little light at the end of the tunnel. I know they're not going to go to the World Series, but sucking less would be a welcome change.
A little blight at the end of the tunnel.
That's right. So, and I've got a candy in my mouth and I'm drooling all over myself. This is not good.
Did you see the movie?
Thank God this is radio.
You see Life of Pi, that movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
I actually pitched it to a friend of mine and he said, you know, I don't know if I want to see a whole 2 hours of a movie with a, you know, a kid sitting on a boat with a digital tiger.
A digital tiger.
Yeah. And when he put it that way, I was like, yeah, maybe you're right. We'll go see something else.
Well, you know what the wife of Pi said? She said, he's irrational, and he goes on and on and on. Oh, that's a math joke.
That
for
is
you.
A
Thank
math
you.
Joke. Yeah. It's good to know you were paying attention in third grade.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Anyway.
So are we ready to wrap up?
Well, I wanted to talk about one more thing.
Okay,
you?
All right. No. I certainly want to talk about one more thing. Please.
Well, I guess.
I just don't want to overstay our welcome.
I know. Well,
I know you've got to get to the strip club for the all-you-can-eat special.
Well, I know you're a big fan of the Southside Irish Parade because you love to urinate outside, right?
Yeah, but I discovered that you don't have to do that. You can do that at other times when it's not the Southside Irish Parade.
Yeah,
it's just more socially acceptable.
I was reading the paper the other day where the whoever it is in charge said something on. He goes, "There's going to be steep fines for drunken idiots at the Southside Irish Parade."
What is the Southside Irish Parade if it lacks drunken idiots? Why would you even have it?
That's the whole point of it. And they're going to have a. You cannot. They made a rule. There's no urinating outside within 200 feet of the parade.
Yeah. So they'll just go into the neighborhood and do it.
I don't. Well, where do you think the old saying came from?
Are they having
from?
It again? Because I know they stopped it.
Yeah,
and
I guess they are.
Okay.
Yeah, they're having all these rules now. $1,000 fine if you.
Rules.
You know,
suck.
If you pee within 200 feet of the parade. Now, come on, what fun
you
is
know,
that?
You know, just
out there with a tape measure.
So
that's 205. We're good.
Well, what about the all peeing float? I mean, is that going to not be in the parade then this year?
Or do you think
they have like 50 guys that just stand around the perimeter and just shoot it, you know, arc it into the air as the float goes down the street. That's a classic. Everybody loves that one.
I know. And what do you think the old saying came from? Don't pee on my parade. Remember?
I can't imagine the Southside Irish Parade.
Yeah, I know.
They've just ruined it.
For everyone.
Yeah.
I know. You have
it's
to
just
pee
like
somewhere
when
else.
when they created speed limits. You know?
But I remember I remember peeing in the snow when I was a kid and thought that was cool because like steam would come.
Yeah, did you ever do art?
Tried
to make like a battleship or something.
No, I tried to sign my name and I hurt myself dot in the eye. So
yeah,
you're supposed
well,
to.
Well, you
do
should
it.
You shouldn't have tried to dot the eye on that light pole.
All right, we're gonna do one more thing. A news about somebody that passed away in the rock music field. But I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to play a song up
okay.
there.
Okay,
and you're
right.
Tell me who it was that passed away last week.
Is it Ozzy Osbourne?
Shut up. Listen.
Did I give it away?
No, but it's a song that you used to play, actually.
I used to play, personally?
Yeah. You didn't. Yeah, but you didn't sing it.
Warren Zevon.
No, you didn't sing it.
I didn't sing it, okay. Because I can only sing Warren Zevon songs. You play the version.
I feel it in my toe. Love is all around me. Oh, so the feeling grows. My fingers got squashed. It's written on the wind. It's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
give up?
Was it Reg Presley?
Boy, you're good. Thank God for the internet.
You gave me enough time to Google it.
I know. That's why I did an extra verse for you.
And I seem like I'm even more of an expert than I'm not.
All right, then tell me who he was. What band was he in?
He was in the Trogs.
The Trogs?
Yes.
Who were famous for Wild Thing more than anything.
Really?
Yeah, that's Wild Thing.
I didn't
Thing
get to that big section of the Wikipedia page yet.
Yeah, Wild Thing Hang was their on. Biggest hit.
Yeah.
And no, Love Is All that. Around was their minor.
That was their other hit, and then they were done.
No, they had A Girl Like You was another hit they had.
A Girl Like You? I thought that was the Smithereens.
That's the same title, but different song. You would recognize that one if you heard it.
Did you know that Presley was hospitalized in Winchester, Hampshire in December 2011 with what was suspected to be a stroke?
Yes, and he was 71 years old. And his real name is...
Not at that time.
No, and his real name is Reggie Blunt or something like that. I can't remember what...
Really?
Reggie. It's obviously not Reg.
No, no. It was Reggie Ball.
B-A-L-L?
Yeah.
Or B-A-W-L, like he cried a lot.
No, like Lucille. Reginald
well, she
Maurice
cried a lot
Ball.
Too. Well, she did, actually.
Ah! Yeah, she kind of screamed.
Reg Presley. Yeah, not too many Presleys around other than the E-Man.
So did he take his name because of Elvis?
Well, he just wanted to change his name because I guess...
Well, who doesn't?
Reg Ball didn't really...
I had a nickel
cool.
for every time I was called Pollock.
Oh, instead of Pollock?
Yeah.
Well, that's a grade school thing, right? Did that happen
not,
in grade
no,
school?
No, it still happens, actually.
Still happens? Yeah. Even at the toll booth?
Yeah.
Mr. Pollock, how are you today?
Yeah, you know, I go to Panera, and it's like, what's the name? Pollock!
Well, I told
Thank
you, about
you
the...
very much. Please announce that to the room. Pollock, over here.
Yeah, well, I was called Denise in traffic court, so don't feel bad by the judge. Denise Kramer, Dennis, asswipe.
Well, see, that if that happens to me in traffic court, I'm using that to get out of the ticket.
Yeah.
Because you make the judge feel bad. You kind of make a joke out of it. And then, you know, and you relate to him and you get that humor thing going. Then he's like, you know what, $20, no, no, it won't go on your record. And that's really all you want is
exactly.
not on your record. That's,
no,
that's
not on
the
your permanent
important
record.
Part. Yeah.
Your permanent record.
I'll pay $500 if it doesn't go on my record.
Yes, exactly. Well, ask me how things went that day in traffic court.
How did things go, Den?
Fine.
Didn't.
Oh, see, you need a snare drum.
I do. Hang on, I got this.
The atomic regulator is secure.
That's
there
not really
no
funny,
more
though.
Danger of radioactive poisoning.
This is. How about this?
I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
I love the clean version.
I have a kazoo theremin.
Very
Listen.
Funny to me.
You ever hear of a kazoo theremin?
Hang on.
What is your major malfunction, numbnut?
All right, we're annoying everyone, so we better go here.
You just noticed that?
Yeah.
They noticed it 45 minutes ago.
All right.
I hate to tell you.
Yeah, we must stop.
All right.
Please stop. Please.
All right. I'm stopping.
Thank you.
This is the breaks. This is the show breaks.
And so where is Gary Busey going to be playing the next few weeks, so in case anybody wants to see him?
I think he's playing at the Aragon Ballroom, being backed by Sha-na-na.
The last time I went to the Brawl Room was in 1981 to see the Stray Cats, and his opening act was Marshall Crenshaw. The Stray Cats opening act. Was
you
Marshall
know what?
Crenshaw.
I actually saw the Stray Cats in, I don't think it was 81. It was mid-80s.
Yeah.
But the opening act was the Busboys.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
them?
I saw them as
they,
well.
They were a black rock and roll band.
Yeah, I saw them at the Park
awesome.
West.
Awesome, and everybody left the Stray Cats show going, the Busboys blew the Stray Cats off the stage, which was very funny to me. Because usually
I,
the opening act, it's like, yeah, whatever, who cares? And they were actually really good.
Yeah, I saw them at the Park West, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, I did, years ago.
I saw King Crimson at the Park West.
Yeah, but not the real King Crimson.
Well, the most recent iteration.
Yeah, I know. I want to see the Greg Lake version.
Well, if Robert Fripp is in there, it's the real King Crimson.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. All the original members of the first King Crimson album, they are all still alive, but they've never done any kind of reunion thing, though.
They never have. And
nope.
You know what else?
What?
Gary Busey? I'm Pete Bob, Pete Pollock.
I'm Dennis Kramer.
And Benner.
And this is the Chico Walker Show.
Equator!